And tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World. And I have on the line my astrological, astronomical assignment editor, Beth McDonald. And you are there to share with us a little bit about some things that are going on, retrograde and direct and Mercury and Venus. And I'm just going to spin the roulette wheel and I'm going to put everything on black or red or black.
I wish there was a green for a go. Green.
There is.
Yeah, let's make a new roulette wheel, shall we?
There we go.
Let's do it. Well, thank you, Richard, and thank you, Julia. I love hearing you speak, and I love people like you who are taking a stand for faith and not fear. There's just a lot of that that needs to happen, and
well, I'm looking forward to talking with her further about Judith's book, which is Your Mastery.
Live it now.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So give us a little insight. Here we are on the 27th of November.
Of November.
2010.
And, well, as far as astrological aspects, today we developed a grand trine, which is a very favorable aspect. It's said to be a mark of luck and grace, and it happens from today until the 5th. It's where you have at least three different planets that are each in 120-degree angles to each other. And these are in the water signs, Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces.
All right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. which is heightened emotion, heightened intuition. It's a good time to integrate the emotion, the intuition with the material world.
Okay. Well, both Judith and I are very excited about that because I'm Cancer and you're
Scorpio.
Scorpio. There you go.
There you go.
We're winners.
Yep.
Ah. Yep. It was good to put it all on green then.
Yeah,
green is our gig.
Now, you've often said in the last a few appearances on the program, as well as the program that you were my guest, that this period of what we call a retrograde is not a negative time.
Right.
It is a time to take stock,
right,
to observe,
right,
and to learn.
And to learn. It's also a good time for research and planning.
Oh.
You know, you review and you review where you are and what's working and what's not, and then, you know, research how to best get where you're trying to go,
mm-hmm,
based on what you have and what worked in the past and what didn't. It's a very powerful time. People freak out, and I feel like a lot of my work from the astrological standpoint in terms of keeping people out of fear is reframing that whole dialogue around the retrogrades about how it is not this massive meltdown, shutdown. It doesn't have to be.
Thank you. I'm actually going to say that it would be best if, knowing what we know today,
right,
if you view the retrogrades as if it were Y2K all over again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guess what happened?
Nothing.
Yeah, don't panic.
Yeah.
I like to think of it kind of as a personal new year.
Yeah, there you go.
You get three or four times a year where you get to just kind of stop, relax a little bit, take some time off, check in, regroup, reorient, and then plan your next stretch of work.
Well, I'm excited about between now and next Sunday.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's a very positive. I love the grand trines because it's like having angels at your elbows or angels on your offensive line if you're a football fan. You know, it's a time where you can you're more able to feel God's presence.
Great.
You know, you're more able to feel
the
spirits and the positive that there is in the world.
Yeah.
Even if it's just someone who holds the door open for you or lets you merge in traffic, you're more aware of it.
There you go. And if someone wants to get more information about all of this through you, they can contact you via your website, which is
www.BethMcDonaldConsulting.com.
BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. And Beth, thank you again. And
thank you.
We will be talking with you next week.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you, Beth.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And we'll be back in just a moment.